This Rush Hour catch-up is for Berrington Luxury Aged Care. For the school pickup. For the early run home. For the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5. To download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
Hello, mate.
Hello.
School can I just holiday. Say?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Because you know your music, Dan, yes. The Internet. Mm. I'd never noticed how much the beginning of the Eagles theme song sounds like a Phil Collins song.
I just that bit. That bit. Actually, I thought that too. The drum bit in.
It's very in the air tonight.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Air drumming.
Yeah, wow. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference, would you?
I can feel it.
Don't call when we play Phil Collins.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, mate, school holidays just around the corner. You got 3 test subjects at home.
I just love this. I've become the resident expert here for school holiday stuff to do. It's fantastic.
That's right.
So I've done the same thing. I've done my research. I've got a story online and on Facebook, our Facebook page, where people can go and check all the stuff out. But there's a whole bunch of stuff coming up as school holiday ideas for your kids, the ones I've highlighted. So City of Perth are now doing a whole bunch of free stuff, including they've got that cinema now open there. Palace Cinemas are open in the city.
Yeah.
Now, Pete, probably a bit before your time, but Lisa and I will fondly remember a time back in the day where you catch the bus from the northern suburbs to Warwick Station and then catch a train or whatever into the city. Go to Cinema City and watch a movie,
absolutely.
Hit time zone, and then home again.
McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, absolutely,
wow.
Yeah.
Gee,
so it's now an option again for people to do.
Yeah, right.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah,
it's a one-stop shop.
I did this thing on the weekend with the kids. Now, mini golf's always been a favourite of families, but I played Wembley on the weekend with my kids.
Yes.
The one at Wembley. It is phenomenal. It's fantastic.
Oh, this is specifically a mini-golf.
Mini-golf course.
Oh, okay.
So Wembley Golf Course now have a mini-golf
course. I didn't realize
they had that there. I believe one of your kids got a hole-in-one as well.
All three did. And I was going through my footage later going, oh, God, please tell me I got all three on camera. Yeah. And I did.
Yeah,
I
couldn't. Thank goodness, because if you'd missed one, you wouldn't have been able to tell any of them that you had them.
delete. So there's Wembley. There's one out at the Vines. These are all in this web story. There's one in Merriwa called Chilisaurus. Completely indoor, glow in the dark, and it's dinosaur themed. I mean,
oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, wow.
Come on. Another thing maybe people can think about doing is a shark sleepover at Aqua.
What?
Yeah.
Sounds
they're
dangerous.
They're having a sleepover. In the actual aquarium, there's a sleepover where people can go and kids can go and sleep and have
watch
the aquarium.
That is very cool.
An actual sleepover too.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
That's for kids 7 to 12.
Yes,
spend
correct.
The night sleeping with the fishes.
Correct. obviously, the IGA Perth World Show.
Yes.
This is the big school holidays for that.
Yeah, we'll have a full rundown of that on this show a little bit later on in the week, actually,
there
on
you
Friday.
Go. Fantastic. So, yeah. So I've taken my kids every couple of years just for, you know, to do. Mm-hmm. That's what we used to do when I was a kid. It was every 2 years. And it was always like, oh, God, this is the year. Fantastic.
Yes, so excellent.
It's still great. A couple of movies. There's one called Alpha, one called Smallfoot. I don't know much about Alpha, but Smallfoot looks like a great little animated feature for kids to go and check out, which is great.
I saw it advertised last night. Even I thought it looked pretty
cool. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
And finally, I just thought, so this is something I've been doing a lot at home. Now, there's going to be times during the school holidays that you've got to have a bit of me time as a parent, I guess, if you're home with the kids.
Yeah.
And what we generally do, and I know this is not for everyone, but we generally give our kids a bit of screen time, maybe half an hour to an hour to, you know, let them just have some time to themselves and Mrs. Nutt get some time to herself too.
Yep.
There's an app we use called Family Zone, which I might have talked about before. I don't know.
Yeah, you
but
have
Family
done, yeah,
Zone
yeah.
is, we've had so much luck, luck's not the right word, so much success with that in controlling our kids' screen time. Number one, what they're accessing, but how they're accessing it and when they're accessing it.
Yep.
It just absolutely works in all sorts of ways.
Yes.
In control. Yeah. Particularly with YouTube, you don't realize how many, people out there, and it's a nice word for it, and you, who are doing stuff to YouTube videos that are meant to be safe.
Oh, yeah. Mate.
So, for example, halfway through Peppa Pig, there'll be something awful comes on screen.
And it just keeps rolling.
And
as
Family
well,
Zone protects your kids from all this. So I really recommend that for anyone who has kids and a bit worried about that kind of stuff. It's great.
Good stuff. Well, thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
And as you mentioned, plenty of all of those suggestions and everything, you can find that all at mix.com.au and on the Facebook page.
Correct.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Look, for many, the NBN is incredibly confusing.
Yes. and by many, you mean me.
Yes, you.
I know. Look, all I know is I've got it.
Mm.
It seems to work okay. The green lights on my thingy light up. And that's as much as I know.
A thingy is a technical term.
Yeah,
it is indeed.
Thingy, when the thingy goes out, oh God, the tears come.
To try and break this down a little bit more and give us a bit of help, we've gone and grabbed NBN local manager here in WA, Jane McNamara. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jane,
Hello.
Helped us out before. Help us out again.
What is the most confusing thing from customers that you're getting hit with these days?
I think the research talks to the fact that while West Australians know that they've got a choice of what we call speed tiers on the NBN, they don't actually know how to choose the right speed tier for their home internet usage requirements. So we know that 77% of West Aussies know there's a choice of speed tiers, but about 71% don't know how to choose the right plan for them.
Right. So I guess it's breaking down, and you know what, this comes with a little bit of trial and error as far as I've experienced, but breaking down exactly what it is at home over the course of a few months that you use your NBN for, and then choosing accordingly. You know, things like the rise of Netflix and a lot more streaming, and all of a sudden people are starting to realize, okay, you know, I need a little bit faster, but how fast is fast enough?
Exactly. And you know, the NBN represents a once-in-a-generation upgrade to the Australian telecommunications network. So, you know, understanding what you want to do at home, whether it be education, entertainment, or all of those together, you need to do a bit of research and make sure that you can match what you want to do with the right speed tier. So have a chat to your phone and internet provider about which will be a good match.
Mm-hmm.
So you suggest there's a three-step thing: check, select, connect. You want people to check their internet usage habits and the number of devices connected during peak usage times, which is about a 7, you know, at night till 11 o'clock at night. Taking it right back to the basic for someone like me, and I'm not the only one, how do you go about checking what your speed is? Where do you actually check that?
Google it, I would say. There's a few different things that you can use to actually find out.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of applications that will tell you how much does sending an email take from data?
Right.
How much does downloading a show on Netflix take? So there's little tools that you can use. But I think also the phone and internet providers have a really good gauge. If you went into them and had a conversation and said, look, this is what I tend to do, they'd be able to mix and match and recommend something for you.
My conversation to my NBN provider now, who is Aussie Broadband, I got on the phone and said to them, this is what I do. I do a lot of video streaming. I do a lot of online gaming. We watch a lot of Netflix, so on and so forth. And they said, okay, this is what you can get at your house, and this is what we recommend for you to actually take up. And then the other thing is, talking about that software, I've found one of the best websites that you can use, and it's really easy, is a website called speedtest.net. And you jump on there and you literally hit a big button in the middle of the screen that says go.
Mm.
And it tells you what your current download and upload speed is.
Is the speed that you can achieve at your house, is that specifically your house, or are your neighbours likely to be getting the same sort of speed? Is it an area thing, or is it
It can
different?
Be an area thing.
Yeah.
So each home is different and different factors can impact your speed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that although, you know, you might have a friend or a family member that lives close by, the speed that they can get at their house may slightly vary. So really important that you ask the question based on your home.
Your home.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that hopefully clears that up a little bit more. But if people want more information, NBN's website, right?
nbn.com.au. The three steps are on the website: check, select, connect. A whole lot of information about the different speed plans, and each has a little bit of a guide as to what will each plan deliver.
Jane, appreciate your time. Thanks for coming
in. As always.
Thank you.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
When home care just isn't enough, come home to Berrington and live the life you've always dreamed of. Visit berrington.com.au.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Now, we've been talking about kids, you know, singing adult songs, if you could put it that way. It's always funny. I mean, there's a lot of, everyone who's got kids knows there's a lot of compilation albums of Itsy Bitsy Spider, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really funny when the kids hear something on the radio that they love and then they get it stuck in their head and can't stop singing it.
Absolutely. We've got Diane in Orange Grove. What do you got for us?
My son was about 2.5, maybe 3, and he used to strut around the house singing Sex Bomb by Tom Jones. Sex bomb, sex bomb, yeah. You're a sex
bomb. I can just imagine that.
The image of that is hilarious.
Yeah, the full-on pelvic thrust going and everything.
And the nappy. Oh, my God.
Quite a treat.
Good
that
stuff,
funny.
Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
Tammy in Port Kennedy, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
My son would madly walk around the house singing Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You.
Oh, yeah. Real rock styles.
Yeah, black wig, tongue hanging out like Gene Simmons.
Really? Bit of air guitar.
Yeah, the whole bit.
Oh, nice one. Black wig, did you say?
Yeah, I used to have a long black haired wig and he used to go get it out, put it on, air guitar, tongue hang out like Gene Simmons and go for it.
Lucky you didn't get into your eyeliner and put a star around it.
I'm glad.
Good stuff.
Tammy.
Thank you. Marnie in Mount Claremont finishes off here. What do you got?
Oh, hi. My three oldest kids were absolutely obsessed on the SingStar with the Divinyls When I Touch Myself.
That must have been fun for the neighbours.
The funniest part was the four-year-old, who didn't quite understand the words, was caught in his high chair one morning singing, "When I Think About You, I Touch My Shelf."
My shelf?
Yes, apparently so.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.
That Rush Hour catch-up was for Berrington Luxury Aged Care.